Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. This is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be continuing in the ninth and last chapter of Maseches Sota. Today we will be studying Mishnayos Ches and Tes, the eighth and ninth Mishnayos. So now the Egla Arufa, which we've been discussing this chapter, was only carried out in a case where the murderer was unknown. But if the murderer was known, even if he was not apprehended, then the Egla Arufa ceremony was not carried out. So Mishnah Ches tells us, Eid echad omer ra'isi es ha'horeg. If one witness tells us, I saw the murderer, Eid echad omer lo ra'isa, and another aid says, no you didn't, another witness says that the first witness was with him, so couldn't possibly have seen it. Isha omeris ra'isi, v'isha omeris lo ra'is. If a woman says, I saw the murderer, and another woman says, no you didn't, because you were with me at the time, hayu orphan, then the Egla Arufa ceremony would still be carried out. Eid echad omer ra'isi, ushnayim omerim lo ra'isa, hayu orphim. If one witness says, I saw the murderer, and two say, no you didn't, they would carry out the Egla Arufa ceremony. Shnayim omerim ra'inu, ve'echad omer lahem lo ra'isem, lo hayu orphim. And if two witnesses say, we saw the murderer, and one says, no you didn't, then they would not carry out the Egla Arufa service. Let's look quickly in the Bart Nuro. Eid echad omer ra'isi, ve'eid echad omer lo ra'isa. If one witness says, I saw him, and the other one says, no, you didn't. Uchagon shebo shnehim babas achas, az hayu orphim. This is when the two witnesses came together. Then they would do the Egla Arufa ceremony, because they cancel each other out. Aval imba echad tchila, v'amar ra'isi es ahoreg. But if one comes first and says, I saw the murderer, and he's believed, like two witnesses would normally be, because the Torah says that no one knows who struck down the victim, and in this case now it's known. Even if it's only one witness. So the Torah gives a single witness in this instance, the force of weight normally reserved for two witnesses. So ain orphan, so the Egla Arufa ceremony is not carried out in such an instance. Afal pi shaba eid echad achar kach, even if a single witness comes after this, v'achishu, and contradicts him, ain onem man hasheni, the second one would not be believed, she'ein dvarav shal echad b'makum shnayim, because one witness cannot contradict a person who has the force of two witnesses. So it's a special rule of the Torah that the first witness has complete credibility normally reserved for two, the second one would not have that. Eid echad omer ra'isi, ushnayim omerim lo ra'isa, hayu orphim. If one witness says, I saw him, and two say, no, you didn't, then we have the Egla Arufa ceremony. Kagon shehashnayim v'ha'echad pesulei eidos hein. This is talking in a case where the two and the one are people who are not normally admissible for testimony. The pesulei eidos halach achar rov deos. Because when it comes to people who are not fit witnesses, then we follow the majority of opinions. Mishnah Tes, Mishurabu Haratzchanim Batla Egla Arufa. When murderers increased, they did away with the Egla Arufa ceremony. Let's look in the Bart Nuro real quick. Lefisha Makirim Hayubahem Mi Rugil Laharug. Because they knew who to go to when a murder was committed. So the whole point of the Egla Arufa is that it's a mystery. We have no idea who committed this crime. But when you've got known murderers around, it was pretty easy to track it down. Back in the Mishnah, Mishaba Elazar ben Dinoi, Utchina ben Prisha Haya Nikra, Chazru Lekroso ben Haratzchan. So there was a person who was named Elazar ben Dinoi, and he was also known as Tchina ben Prisha, and people started calling him the son of the murderer. So he was apparently some famous murderer of the time. I guess that's an example of the kind of person who would automatically be suspect in such a thing. Moving along, Misharabu Hamanoafim, Pasku Hamayim Hamarim. When adulterers increased, they did away with the soda water ceremony, which I guess takes us back to the original topic of this Masechta, which is the Sota. So why would an increase in adulterers cause that ceremony to be suspended? Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai hifsikan. It was Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai who did away with it. Shenemar, based on a pasuk, lo efkod al benosechem ki tiznena. You can't be strict about your daughters acting promiscuously. V'akolosechem hisanafna ki heim. And you can't be strict on your daughters-in-law committing adultery because they themselves are committing adultery. So I guess it's sort of what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You can't really blame someone else for what you yourself are doing. Mishemes Yosi ben Yoezer, Ish Tzreda, the Yosi ben Yochanan, Ish Yushalayim. When Yosi, the son of Yoezer, from a city called Tzreda, and Yosi, the son of Yochanan, from Yushalayim, died, Butlu Ha'eshkolos, the clusters ceased to exist. Shine Amar, as the pasuk tells us, Ein eshkol le'echol, there's no cluster to eat, Bikora ivsa nafshi, the first fruits that my soul desires. So talking about the doing away of the Egla Rufa ceremony, and then incidental to that, a few other things that ceased. One last Bart Nuro, why are these two rabbis named Yochanan called eshkolos, clusters? He says, Isha hakolbo, that's a person who's got everything, I guess a real Renaissance man. And the word eshkolos, clusters, does actually resemble the words isha hakolbo. Klomar, so what does it mean? Tarasam emes mibli dofi. So these were people of completely perfect Torah knowledge, without defect, a real higher level. So when this pair passed away, that degree of Torah scholarship ceased to exist. Okay, that's Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph.